I was born of wealthy parents on Cyclo. The father was named Ka. It was a very proud family. His first female gave birth to a litter. Usually a Cyclo litter is 4 pups, sometimes 5. In this case, it was 6. Well, it often happens that when there's that many pups, one of them is a runt. Not enough space in the female organs, or something. So anyway, I was the 6th pup and a runt. Not wanting the family disgraced, they threw me out in the garbage, that being the usual treatment for such. A family slave, for his own reasons, fished me out and took me away. He was a member of an underground revolutionary organization. There are miles of abandoned mine shafts under the Imperial City, and slaves escape into them, and nobody can keep them policed. So there I was. Maybe that's why I'm at home in the mines. The slaves were of the Balfin race, blue-colored people. They aren't exactly ordinary-looking. They can breathe gas, the Cyclo atmosphere, and don't have to wear masks. And so they can be seen easily in the streets. Maybe they had an idea they needed a Cyclo of their own to plant bombs or something. But anyway, they brought me up and trained me to steal things for them. I could slip in and out of small places being so small. When I was about 8, which is pretty young for a Cyclo, an Imperial Bureau of Investigation agent named Jayed infiltrated the group with what they call agents provocateurs to provoke them to commit big crimes so they could be arrested. The IBI raided the underground after a while. Being small, I got out through an old ventilator shaft. I was hungry after that and just wandering in the streets. So I found a small window in back of a goo food ship. It was too small to be barred for no normal Cyclo could get in. So I crawled through and tripped an alarm system. A fact that encouraged me later to learn all about such things.
Kerr paused and took another small chew of Kerbango. Actually, it was a welcome break for him. One can't handle Kerbango wearing a breathe mask, for you can't spit out the small, grainy residue. It was kind of a relief to him as well. He'd never told the story before.
Anyway,
Kerr continued,
they tried me and found me guilty and sentenced me to be branded with the 3 bars of denial and a century of service in the Imperial pits. There I was, 8 years old, at hard labor with hard criminals. I was too small to fit any of their shackles, so they just let me run around, and that's why I haven't any shackle marks on my ankles. I don't have to be careful when I take off my boots. Because I was footloose, the older criminals could use me to carry illegal messages between the chain gangs and cells, and they educated me pretty thoroughly in crime. When I was about 15, there was a plague hit the pits, and a lot of guards died. And having no shackles, I escaped.